This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his daily video address early on Thursday, Ukraine wants sanctions that are economically destructive enough for Russia to end its war. He is accusing some countries of still prioritizing money over punishment for civilian killings that the West condemns as war crimes. The European Union is joining the United States in imposing new sanctions, but critics are calling the measures insufficient. From Paris, Lisa Bryant has more for VOA.
Calls for tougher energy bans are also growing within the EU, including from Baltic states, which ended Russian natural gas imports as of April 1st, and the bloc's executive arm. That includes European Council President Charles Michel, who addressed the European Parliament Wednesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that measures on oil and even gas will also be needed sooner or later.
The same message was sent from the EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, who said the EU has paid Russian President Vladimir Putin more than $35 billion for energy imports since the war began. Compared to only about $1 billion worth of arms and weapons the EU sent to Ukraine. For VOA, this is Lisa Bryant in Paris.
Russia's 42-day-long invasion has forced more than 4 million people to flee abroad, killed or injured thousands, left a quarter of the population homeless, turned entire cities into rubble, and prompted a slew of Western restrictions on Russian elites and the economy. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. American big oil companies defended high fuel prices as U.S. lawmakers grilled top executives about record profits and prices at the pump. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Democratic Representative Frank Pallone, who chairs the House Energy and Commerce Committee, accuses big oil of lining their pockets with one hand and taking $30 billion in taxpayer subsidies with the other.
American people are getting ripped off as these companies choose to keep production low so that their own profits stay high.
But Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers called the hearing political.
President Biden needs cover for his war on American energy that has caused gas prices to skyrocket.
The heads of Exxon and Shell stressed they don't set fuel prices. Exxon CEO Darren Woods.
No single company sets the price of oil or gasoline. The market establishes the price based on available supply and the demand for that supply.
The six companies at the hearing testified they recorded $77 billion in profits last year combined. I'm Julie Walker.
Tens of thousands of Sudanese protesters marched in the capital Khartoum and more in towns across the country on Wednesday despite high temperatures, tear gas, a Ramadan fast, marking the third anniversary of the fall of former President Omar al-Bashir and rejecting the recent power grab by the generals that ousted him. A 19-year-old protester was shot and killed by security forces across the Nile from Khartoum, medics said. The protest, led by neighborhood resistance committees, comes during the sixth month of a campaign against an October 25th military coup. Since then, the military has not appointed a prime minister, while the economy has deteriorated amid a suspension of foreign aid. Recapping our top story, Russian forces bombarded cities in Ukraine as the United States imposed more sanctions on Wednesday after civilian killings widely condemned as war crimes, and Ukraine's president urged a decisive Western response amid divisions in Europe. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his daily video address early on Thursday, Ukraine wants sanctions that are economically destructive enough for Russia to end its war. He is accusing some countries of still prioritizing money over punishment for civilian killings that the West condemns as war crimes. The European Union is joining the United States in imposing new sanctions, but critics are calling the measures insufficient. Russia's 42-day-long invasion has forced more than 4 million people to flee abroad, killed or injured thousands, left a quarter of the population homeless, turned entire cities into rubble, and prompted a slew of Western restrictions on Russian elites and the economy. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.